This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
What's going on, everyone? Jetta Cameron, John Rich. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you off and rolling on this Tuesday morning. Well, of course, we'll do a lot more on the draft today because it's only been a couple days, our second day to react to a lot of players in. Goddard not out. Now, is he in or is he going to be out? I don't know. We'll talk about that. We'll get into the Shedeur Sanders situation more. Of course, Eagles at the White House yesterday. Philly start a new series up tonight. We got a lot to do. All of it with you on the phone lines at 215-592-9494. Richie Rich.
Hello, Joe.
Hello there, Johnny.
Farmington, Maine is the earmuff capital of the world.
Earmuff?
Earmuff.
Huh.
They were invented there. Earmuffs were invented in Farmington, Maine. Chester Greenwood. They actually celebrate a Chester Greenwood Day in Farmington, Maine.
Well, it's cold up there, so I guess that makes...
It's cold. And know. He apparently had large, sensitive ears and was bothered by the cold while ice skating.
Listen, I applaud the guy's ingenuity.
This was a long time ago.
I would imagine. It's been cold for a long time.
This was 1873.
Yeah.
And then he eventually got the patent in 1877.
Good for him. Hopefully he made a lot of money.
Really is a great thing. I mean, he went out and just figured it out and
got
his earmuffs made.
It's like the Eagles. Got job done. Yeah, get the job done. You get honored at the White House. All right, guys, let's get to a lot today. So draft and more with the Eagles. You know, there's so many directions to go. I'm curious what's top of mind for you at 215-592-9494. John, I think coming out of this draft, the single thing that hits me the most, I find most interesting, is what is going on with Dallas Goedert? Like, what in the world? So,
you know, I'm glad that we're a better team with him on it. I do think that I expected us to be worse because he would be gone.
I thought he'd be gone.
He's not gone.
No, he's not. But here's what's so strange. Guys,
we had 10 picks and he's not gone. Well, not only is he not gone, we didn't take any tight ends during those 10 picks.
That's what's so strange. I mean, you go back a couple weeks ago at the owners' meetings, what Lurie said about Goddard, what Sirianni said about Goddard.
You mean the past tense that everyone was using when they talked about him?
That and the he's on
really
the team for now.
We really appreciate what he gave us.
Yeah. I mean, I got to tell you guys, I was starting to think about this before the show, and I'm pretty sure I'm right. Now, if I'm off, you tell me, but I don't in the roughly 25 years that they've been doing this thing since Andy Reid and Joe Banner in the early 2000s all the way through now, what we call sort of the modern era of Eagles football, this century, I don't remember any situation like it. None. Where a player's a good player, he's well-liked, there's a contract standoff that has gone through free agency in March, through the NFL draft in April. Obviously, within 2 days, we're going to be into May. There's a dispute, and there's no resolution. And to your point, John, the brass has talked about him in the past tense. They also reference he's on the team, quote, for now.
He's on the steps of the White House.
He's with them yesterday. It's just a strange situation. Now, look, I hold out hope that he's going to stay. Guys, I want this dude on the team. I'm a big Goddard fan. This guy is, I mean, this, okay, let me back it up. This football team is tough. We're a tough team. part of the defining elements of what made them a tough team was Dallas Goedert. He, honest to God, he is one of the tougher Eagles to me, I feel like, I've ever seen. When I think tough Eagles, I think Wes Hopkins. I think Jaws. I think Trot. Tough. I think John Runyon. Tough guys. Dallas Goedert's in that. Dallas Goedert's tough, man. And on a team that likes to run the ball and I think is best running the ball a lot, both with the running back and the quarterback and the threat of the quarterback. And Jalen is phenomenal at it, both when he runs and the threat of him running and how that opens things up for Saquon. And by the way, how that also helps opens things up for the passing game. Like, we talk a lot about defense, setting the edge. You think about Brandon Graham, edge rusher. You got to set the edge, not lose containment, things of that nature. Football defensive principles. I think Dallas Goedert is the same thing on the other side of the ball in a way we never discuss. He sets the edge. He holds the edge for an offense that can go inside or outside based on the unique capabilities of Jalen Hurts. And, of course, he can catch the ball. And, of course, he's a leader guy. And, of course, he's a dude that's been to multiple Super Bowls with the Eagles and won a championship with them. And I believe he can still play. I want him on the team. I'm encouraged he's not gone. I am confused by the situation. And honest to God, I don't think in the 25 years or so that the Eagles have been doing this with this type of thing, the Reed, Roseman, Banner, Lurie, that whole thing. I don't remember any situation like it. I remember Deuce entering the final year of his contract, wanted a new deal. They didn't give it to him. They didn't start him. Carell Buchholter was the starter that year. Deuce, B. West, and Carell all played a lot. I just don't remember a situation like this. If you can think of one, let
Deuce
me know.
Deuce held out.
I know he did. And Goedert.
That whole camp.
I know. So that won't be. Anyway, that's where I'm at on Goedert. I want to hear from you, 215-592-9494. Now, with that said, there's a ton of other elements with the team. You know, is the new safety going to start? What position is Campbell going to play? John, what's top of mind for you when you think Eagles right now a couple days from this draft?
I'm fascinated by the rumor that the Cleveland Browns traded up in front of us to take Shedeur Sanders.
So the Eagles would have?
Yeah, yeah. After the draft, Howie was asked about that, and he was clearly not going to speak about another player after he just drafted 10 players. But it did, you know, that rumor, man, what does that mean? Where would Shedeur have fit? Would Shedeur have made this team a better team? Yeah, I think that value makes, geez, the guy, the first round talent, I mean, maybe that talent slips to a second round player, but not a fifth, not a sixth, not what, you know, McCord, you know, it's almost blasphemous talking about this because he's a local, you know, prospect. And I look at him, I look at Shedeur Sanders. I was expecting Shedeur Sanders was going to be gone in the first five, you know, 10 picks of the draft.
Sure, of course.
And he stuck around for whatever reasons. But I am intrigued by the idea that we might have actually taken him, so much so that the former Howie disciple, Andrew Berry, or maybe you shouldn't say former Howie disciple, the Howie disciple,
yeah,
the former Eagles front office trained up here, Andrew Berry for the Cleveland Browns, who I'm certain knows more about the patterns, the ideas, the ideals, the approach. He is the one who decided to go up and get Shedeur. Would we be a better team? Yeah, I think we would be if he were on our team. I think he fits our offense in a similar way with the accuracy, with his it's not blow you away athleticism. He's more of a thrower, a guy who carves up a defense really with his mind first. Like, he was a good reader and understander of, you know, what a defense was trying to do coverage wise. You know, the kid who grew up with his dad, a coverage player, one of the most famous coverers the history of the NFL.
I think it makes a lot of sense that they would have been about to draft him from this standpoint in particular. Tanner McKee is not going to be here much longer. I mean, I if I had to guess, he's here one more year because, you know, he's getting near the end of the deal. And I do think they're going to try to trade him before they just lose him. That's my gut feel. I think Tanner McKee can start in this leg. I don't know that he's going to be a great quarterback, but I think he's going to start in this leg. So I think the Eagles are going to trade him after next season.
You just traded for Dorian Thompson-Robinson.
I know. I understand.
You got Jalen, of course. Tanner
but then
McKee,
you just drafted
Kyle McCord.
That's my point. Because you drafted Kyle McCord, that tells me that the rumors that they would have drafted Shedeur Sanders are real.
I think so, too.
That he would have been the guy they would have been grooming to become Jalen's backup quarterback. Might have taken until
20... And I think he could have done a really good job at that.
He might have. I mean, it might have taken until 2026 until he's in the two chair.
But he's got that luxury of time in our situation here, in his situation.
Yeah,
I mean, this really was a positive. You know, and I do think that the way that this team's built and the leadership that we've got, they can survive distractions of the magnitude of even the possibility of Deion being a distraction as a dad who's a little overbearing.
Well, the Eagles,
I don't even think that would be the case necessarily.
Yeah,
I mean, don't think the Deion problem is even a thing until we see it become a thing.
Well, here's one thing just for what it's worth, and it's about 15 years ago, but I think people will remember the Eagles two different times ran into what I'll say the fire of distraction. One was Michael Vick. Now, he turned out to become the starting quarterback of the team, but initially was a third-string QB. That was bizarre, but they ran into it and said, all right, we're taking this on. The other a couple of years ago, and people might forget this one, Tim Tebow was an Eagle. Like, there was a camper like, you know what? Tim Tebow, let's go. Now, it didn't work out. Did he make the team at all, James, or was he cut in camp?
I think he was cut in camp. I'm 99%.
I think so.
Sure.
Were you cut in camp?
I'm pretty sure he was.
Yeah, I mean, he certainly didn't play in a regular season game. I don't think he made it even on a practice squad. I don't think he was the third stringer. But, I mean, it was a thing, and they took it on. Reed, do you think they would have drafted Shedeur Sanders?
I'm shocked by it. But outside of T.O., they handle circuses pretty well. I have to give them credit for that.
Yeah, they're pretty good at that stuff.
It would have been really interesting because Tanner McKee's a completely different quarterback from Jalen Hurts.
No question.
And so is Shedeur, I think.
So the thing about Tanner McKee is I don't think the Eagles are just going to lose him and not get value. That's just my gut feeling. I think there will be a point sometime in the next 12 months where and I still think it could be this offseason. Because, I mean, the Pittsburgh Steelers still don't really have a starting quarterback, right? Am I right about that? They still don't have a quarterback?
They do not.
Like, to me, if I'm Mike Tomlin, I'd much rather have Tanner McKee than nobody. But if I'm Howie Roseman, I would much rather trade Tanner McKee than lose him as a free agent 2 years. I mean, what good does that do me? Look, there's an argument for holding on to Tanner McKee this year because Jalen could get hurt. And I think there's, you know, pretty decent confidence if he had to go in there, he could hold his own. But it is a fascinating situation.
Dorian Thompson Robinson, you traded for.
Well, you traded for him.
I don't know that he
was
with
a draft pick, though. I don't think he's like, I mean, I think he's the likeliest gone of the quarterbacks.
I agree. And if Shedeur Sanders had gotten here, I think Shedeur Sanders would have likely made the team and Dorian Thompson Robinson would not have. But look, I mean, we'll see. I mean, obviously Robinson and the prep kid McCord are going to have to battle
it out. I mean,
it
makes it interesting.
They probably would have drafted him.
Kyle McCord, is the fact that we drafted him in the sixth round, does that put him ahead of the guy that we traded for?
Yeah.
Because of what we traded for him or whatever we value him for. Now, we've had Dorian Thompson Robinson here for a little bit longer. A
couple months.
He's been, you know, in the offseason program a little bit more. So,
well, look, there's a lot to weigh in on the Eagles, especially coming out of this draft. I mean, what position is Campbell? Can they shuttle him back and forth between an inside guy and an edge? Is that realistic? Is the new safety going to be the starter?